This is Twit.
Bye bye, HomePod.
Yeah, I have feelings about this.
Do you have the? You have all the feels.
I have all the feels about this. I definitely genuinely love that little beast mode that it is for. But after getting my minis and I ordered them, actually, the last time I was on this show, we ordered them live and they are freaking amazing. Yes, they do absolutely miss that extra bass that comes with the big ones. But that bass is for me. The other person in my house actually likes it without all of the bass, and it sounds incredible. And you can tune it if you have, you know, room to adjust corner placement. You can kind of get a little extra bass out of it by using, you know, physics. But the minis are just absolutely incredible. And if you think about it, you could buy three of them for $50 more than just one of that, and you just get a better sound, say in your house.
Now they don't. The minis don't do the surround solution right with the Apple TV.
No, they do not. Yeah, unfortunately.
But
I think you can fake it though.
They do left, right, stereo. I did the same thing, Doc Rock. We have two HomePods because Lisa really liked the big boys when they came out, but I ordered five minis to sprinkle around the house, and they sound fine. You're right. They're not super bassy. I wouldn't want to. I mean, I have good stereo to listen to music, but for audiobooks, podcasts, you know, a little background music while you're cooking, it's perfect.
Yeah. Now that these streaming speakers are kind of streaming table stakes for everybody, I think one of the big things that we've all learned is that it's cool to have a single pair of $600 speakers like in a against the wall or in a corner of the room. But if you have that like five or six $80, $90, $100 streaming speakers everywhere in the room, that gives you that kind of room filling presence where you feel if the quality of each individual speaker is of a certain quality, that's what I'm after. I'm not necessarily after, you know, this big like Maxell tape sort of tsunami of sound coming from one corner of the room. I kind of want to be able to hear the music wherever I am, and that's the sort of immersive thing that you get from it. So it also helps that the minis are really, really good. They're good enough, which is something that Apple tends to have a problem with. That no, we don't want the $400-$500 amazingly, incredibly best in class speaker. We want something that is good enough that allows us to come home from the mall with $300 or $400 in our pocket that we didn't have before.
It's so funny that you use that analogy, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because in my family store, we used to sell BMW speakers, Bowers and Wilkins, not the car.
Oh,
they
those.
Are what
oh,
that is
with
what
the diamond
the Maxell commercial.
Man. Oh man,
right.
Yeah.
So we had a pair of those 801s from the Maxell commercial in
nice.
Our store. I currently have five of those set up, not the 801s. I have the 6 series. So I have 602.5s in the front, 601s in the back, and then a 600 series center. So my music listening experience is that.
Exactly.
But for my, I just need to hear the news in the morning or listen to you guys or listen to Renee wax rhapsodically about, you know, Google privacy versus Apple. I can have three minis with a house full of Canadian as I walk around and do my stuff in the morning. So it's I hate to say this, and my audiophile family would kill me, but that sounds better. When you're listening to that content, it actually sounds better on the mini speakers than even piping it through my Bowers and Wilkins because they're not designed for that.
I think that's probably the smart way to think of it is when I want to listen to quality music, it's not while you're doing stuff. It's when you're going to sit down, have the speakers perfectly positioned. You're going to pay attention and enjoy it. For wallpaper music, the minis are fine.
Right. I agree.
Chianti and fava beans.
I am probably going to, now that they're discontinued, probably go out and buy one more because I just want to be able to do it with the surround,
Do you need two for the surround or just
two?
Just two.
Just two. And it was kind of interesting that it doesn't support it with the little speakers because it seems like it'd be fun to put them around like little candles around what you're doing and have them actually work, but it doesn't work. And so the one of the folks in our office hours actually compared them, having the just the two of the HomePods with TJ has he's got 10 discrete speakers, you know, in his where he watches TV. And he said it was 80%, like 80% of the 10 speakers was just those two. It was just kind of amazing. And so it is an interesting, that's the best solution for those. And that's why I had it on my list of things to buy. I'll probably buy one just so I have a complete set. But on a day-to-day basis, our sits in the kitchen. And whether it's a little one or the big one, I'm not sure. It matters for me because I turn it way up. but it probably doesn't matter to my wife, who just constantly asks for timers. that's the number one use of that thing is timers and stacking timers on top of each other, and Siri trying to keep track of all the timers.
By the way, we talked about that on Sunday. There is a little plateau in voice assistants. And what the plateau is really mostly us, humans, the humans who use it, which is we just basically use it for timers and to ask for a podcast or music. We're not, yeah. I guess there's a few like superhumans that use it to turn lights on and off, but it's not really, it's not HAL 9000.